Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to discuss selling single-family properties.
I'm Renee Nelson with PacWest Commercial Real Estate, and joining me today is Marcia Edwards from Windermere Real Estate.
Hey, Renee. How's it going there?
Fantastic.
Let's talk a little real estate, shall we?
Yes, let's do it. So Bob is still out, so I get the benefit of being on the show with Marcia. So, Marsh, I've always respected you and your savviness about the market. So let's talk about single-family properties. Somebody has a single family property and they just have hit the limit and they no longer want to own it as an investment property. Walk me through that process. What do they need to do? Pick up the phone, call you, but then what happens next?
You've got to get to the property and understand the condition. There's a lot of people when they're done with the property, they should have sold it a year prior because they've left it to just do its own thing and the tenants hopefully pay the rent. If the tenants are paying the rent, that does not mean that they're keeping it in the condition you had hoped. So that's the first step, is to understand what you've got there as collateral or as the house itself.
Okay, and when you're going to take a listing, especially when a tenant is involved, do you try to get inside and look? Because don't you want to know what potentially a buyer is going to see as well as the appraiser? Because the appraiser is the eyes of the lender.
As well as understand what you're dealing with as a tenant. How cooperative they are when that you ask for that access is pretty critical. So to have a conversation with the tenant, they have been in care of the home. They have been the person that's watched what's going on. And they're also the person that will probably represent the home in your absence during a showing. So if they stay at the property during a showing when you're on the market, they're going to vent the way they vent with you if you make them, or you give them the opportunity to share with you what the concerns are on the property. You want to know that before they're talking to a potential buyer and the buyer's agent.
Absolutely. You bring up some great points. I try to be present for the initial walkthrough simply because of COVID. I want to make sure the buyer and the buyer's agent, that they don't touch any light switches, doorknobs, things like that, that they're masked. So it gives me an opportunity to greet the tenant, make sure the tenant's in a good mood, and then make sure the buyer and the buyer's agent gets in. That doesn't happen 100% because sometimes the agent goes with at a pre-appointed time, but what's your take on that? What's your experience?
I think it's an opportunity. You've got to read the realtor and understand their sophistication on the buyer's side, and you've got to make sure that they understand what they're going to walk into as well. So to give the wisdom forward to someone you have confidence in, you can have them there in their absence, but you definitely want to know what the experience is before they're there in front of the tenant.
Boy, you bring up a good point because we've got lots of good veterans that could handle that.
That's right. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.